Our scripture lesson this morning, since we're spending some time in the Gospels this season, is the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13. I'll be reading from verses 1 through 9 and then pick up again 18 through 23. Prepare your heart for the reading of God's holy word. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such a large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear." Now down to verse 18. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. There ends the reading of God's holy word. May the Lord give his blessing to the reading and the hearing of it. Could I have the young people join me this morning? Bet you didn't see that coming. Johnny's worshiping over at Grace today with Megan. You were doing a cool game. Did I interrupt you? You're supposed to say no, Pastor Sonny. I was listening to the service. How's everybody doing today? Well, I have something for you today. Now, I want you to hold them upright because some of them are leaking. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to give each one of you one of these, all right? Go ahead. Oh. You must hold on to it when I hand it to you. Okay. You're welcome. Could you hand that back? Okay. There you go. Take it. Go ahead. Okay. All right. There you go. Blake, if you're going to participate. If not, stand your pew. All right, there you go. Okay, here you go. An extra. Didn't you want it? Okay, here you go. Okay. She has to have one. Oh, you don't want okra. Oh, golly. Now, each one of you has a pack of seeds, right? Okay. Now, if you were going to go home and plant these, and you can go home and plant these. Where would be the best place to plant them? Tell me where the best place to plant them would be. In the garden? Okay.
Yeah. And you should always give them good water.
Good water.
And also good sun.
And good sun. Good water and good sun. Budding farmer there. Okay. Well, I was thinking I'd really like some okra. I'm from Missouri, and we ate a lot of okra in Missouri, and it's really good. Just so you know, it is a slimy, but it's really good. Okay. So I thought that if I wanted some okra, maybe I was going to go out in the parking lot. Just a second. I was going to go out in the parking lot, and I was thinking that maybe I would plant some in the parking lot. Do you think that that would be? That maybe I'd get some okra by the time I get back from China?
No.
No? Why not? Well, why not?
Because you need to put them in the ground.
Oh, in the ground? Okay, in the ground. Well, I don't know if you were paying attention today or not, but I was reading a very, very famous parable in the Bible, and it was the parable about the sower, and it's a parable about seeds, okay? Now, we know that a parable talks about things that what it's really talking about is just something that is going to remind us of something else. So it really wasn't about seeds. It was about our hearts, okay? So what it said in the parable was that our hearts can be very hard, like parking lots. And the Lord can't sow his seed in that place because it won't grow. And so what we want is for our hearts to be like good soil. And that's something that we can decide, okay? We can decide if we want our hearts to be soft for the Lord, okay? And so what I want, did you want another pack? Everybody needs onions. And your nanny, your Mimi's all about these, okay? She is, she likes onions. Okay, so what I want us to all think about is our heart and whether we want Jesus to come into our heart. Because that matters. That makes our heart soft so that the seed that Jesus wants to plant there can grow, because he will always give it plenty of water and plenty of sunshine, right? Okay, so let's think about that as we pray. Okay, everybody bow our heads. Let's pray. Well, Father God, we thank you for the parable today in the Bible, but we know it really wasn't about seeds. We know it was about our hearts. And we want our hearts to be soft so that Jesus can plant his seeds there and they will grow. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, where's the basket? Oh, we had a wedding. I bet the basket didn't make it back. Oh, it's a tragedy. What happened to the basket, Miss Bridegan? Oh, Mrs. Bridegan. Okay, everybody go down. Mrs. Bridegan's getting the basket. We almost had a tragedy. I'd like to challenge us a little bit this morning. And I was hoping that maybe all of us could become kind of amateur theologians this morning, because I'm going to ask you three questions, and I want to see if you can come up with the answer for these three questions. Okay, everybody ready? Well, if you're not, that's just too bad, because we're going to read these three questions, okay? If the gospel is the power of God, why doesn't everybody that hears the gospel become a Christian? Okay. Now the second question is, if the Bible is the Word of God, why doesn't the Bible have the same effect on everybody who reads it? Third question. If Jesus is the Son of God, why doesn't everybody believe in Jesus? Now I want to narrow those questions down a little bit. Why don't most people who hear the gospel become Christians? Why don't most people who read their Bible believe it and have it change their lives? And here's a big one. If Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, why don't most people believe in Jesus? Well, thankfully, Jesus told a parable that answers all four of those questions. It's one of the best known parables in the Bible. It's so well known that we rarely talk about it anymore. And it's known as the parable of the sower. But I really think that it should be called the parable of the dirt. You know, in our agrarian congregation, we know how important dirt is. Daniel knows how important dirt is. And if you paid attention to the parable, you can see three main parts as we read through verses 3 and 8. You can circle the word sower in verse 3, the word seed in verse 4, and the word ground in verse 8, or dirt. These are the three parts of the parable. There's the sower, the seed, the dirt. Now let's just identify from the get-go what they mean, okay? The sower is the saint, the seed is scripture, and the dirt is the soul. And we know that because Jesus tells us that that's what it is later. In Luke 8:11, Jesus also said, the seed is the word of God. Now I understand why Jesus would compare the word of God to seed, because seed is productive. The very purpose of a seed is to produce a crop. The word of God produces the fruit of the children of God. Listen to 1 Peter 1:23. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever. Now a seed can't plant itself. It needs a sower. In the parable, the sower is the saint. In scripture, saints are believers. You and me. That's what God has called every Christian to be, a seed sower. Psalm 126. He continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. But the real focus of this parable is not on the sower, and it's not on the seed, it's on the dirt. Even the best sower with the best seed will not have a harvest unless he has good dirt. Now the dirt is the soul, or what you and I mean, we usually call it the heart. Verse 19, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. Now, I cannot emphasize this enough. Reading your Bible is very, very important. Now, hopefully the reason that you came to church this morning, because you didn't know we were going to have awesome special music. So hopefully the reason you came to church this morning is to hear the Bible read, to hear it taught, and to hear it preached. I can't emphasize enough how important it is to read your Bible and hear your Bible. And with our really busy lifestyle, sometimes we have to be really, really creative to do that, like listening to our Bible on our phones or on CDs while in the car. That's what I do. But we must do it somehow. And that's just if we want to stay sane. But listen carefully. Jesus is teaching us that though you read the Bible with your eyes, and though you hear the Bible with your ears, you receive the Bible with your heart. Did you know the Bible is the only book ever written that requires you to have a right heart to benefit from it? You can read a novel or a newspaper with a cold, hard, wicked, and indifferent heart, and you will get all the information that you need. But the Bible is a closed book to anyone whose heart is not right with God. Now, Jesus talks about four kinds of hearts, and I can assure you they are all represented here today. You are listening to me right now with one of four kinds of hearts. So identify this morning which heart is yours as you listen to the message. Now first, Jesus talks about a stubborn heart. A stubborn heart rejects the word. Verse 4, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. When Jesus was talking about the wayside, he was talking about something similar like sidewalks like we have today. In Palestine, people walked through the fields. I mean, it was this way, you know, for us years ago, but back in the day, they would walk to certain places, and they would always use the same path. So if you're using the same path and you're walking through fields, that path is going to get trampled down and hard. Okay, so as people walked that same path, the ground became rock hard. People had, nothing was growing there. So this was the dirt where the seed could not get in. Now, it could get on, but it couldn't get in. The ground was too hard. Jesus said, there are some hearts that are just like that. And he explains it this way, verse 19. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. You know, there are people that come to church every Sunday, and when they hear a sermon, it goes in one ear and out the other. It's just like water running off a duck's back. Their heart is kind of like a roof that is surrounded by gutters, and all of the water from the Word of God just washes right off the roof into the gutters. Down the drain, yeah, and never does them any good whatsoever. Now, I would think that we would all agree that the heart of America today is harder against the Word of God than it has ever been in history. But it is also possible for you to personally harden your heart against God's Word. Hebrews 4 says, today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. Okay? So you can harden your heart to sin. And when you harden your heart to sin, you will harden your heart to the Savior. And when you harden your heart to the Savior, you harden your heart to Scripture. And that's just the way it goes. Do you know it is a very, very dangerous thing to hear truth preached from a pulpit? Because every time you hear truth preached, one of two things will happen. It will either soften your heart or it will harden your heart. Truth is just like the sun. The same sun that will melt butter will harden clay. Now, there are people who come to church every Sunday morning who, honestly, they have no intention of listening to what the Bible has to say. Yeah, they're just not interested. Now they may put change in the plate, but they are not going to make any changes in their heart. Jesus said, stubborn hearts reject the Word. Now, the second kind of heart was a shallow heart. Shallow hearts remove the Word. Verses 5 and 6. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Now, the type of dirt that Jesus is talking about here is a little bit tricky. It kind of can fool us. You know, they say, I've never been there, but they say that in Israel, the ground is made up of limestone and bedrock, and it has a very thin layer of soil over top of it. Now, apparently, in many places where the seed is planted, it can't root properly. Now, it looks like it's going to grow, and it kind of fools you, but it can't take root because the roots then run into rock. You see, the first dirt was the dirt where the seed couldn't get in. But this dirt is the dirt where the seed can't get down. Now, who is Jesus describing here? Verse 20, 21, he tells us, but he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation and persecution comes, because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now, Jesus is describing a person who comes to him, supposedly makes a decision for him, but for whatever reason is nothing more than a flash in the pan. We have all known people like this. You know, they get all fired up for God. You know, they go up like a rocket, but then they come crashing down like a rock. We've known these folks, right? And the reason they fall away is because trials come into their lives and storms come into their lives. You know, church rolls everywhere are littered with the names of people who walked down the aisle of the church and who cried big crocodile tears and who dedicated or rededicated their lives to Christ, and maybe they even got believer baptized. And for a brief time, they were faithful at church, and you would have thought they were on fire for God, but they just kind of flamed out. And then no one ever heard from them again. These people were never truly saved, you see. And how can you say to me, how do you know they were never saved? I know for two reasons. First of all, Jesus said in verse 21 that they have no root. Most important thing about a plant is its root. A plant that has leaf but no root is a dead plant. You can't lose what you never had. Now, a Christian may fall down, but a Christian is not going to fall away. And that's why Jesus said in John, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. Now, we have all known people that we thought were Christians. And as long as everything was going hunky-dory in their lives, you know, they were bringing their Bible to church. They sang the same songs we were singing. They went to the same Christian ed classes we were going to. They were showing up for the fellowships. But the first sign of trouble, And they were gone. And they turned away and they were like, well, you know, Jesus is just not who I thought he was. I thought everything was going to be great when I became a Christian. Christianity is not what I thought it was. I thought it was going to be kind of like a lucky charm that kept me from evil. What they had was a shallow heart. It's the meaning of 1 John 2. They went out from us, but they were not of us. John, when he wrote that, he understood the dirt of shallow hearts. Now, the third kind of heart that Jesus is talking about is a strangled heart. A strangled heart that restricts the word. Verse 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. First dirt, seed couldn't get in. Second dirt, seed could not get down. This dirt, the seed can't get out. The reason is it's sown among thorns, weeds, briars. Life has choked it out. And that's what Jesus is telling us in verse 22. Now, he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. There are three things, literally, that can choke the spiritual life out of a person, Jesus says, and prevent them from having a true relationship with God. The problems of life that we all have, Christians and non-Christians alike, the prosperities of life, you know, the tendency to kind of get really comfortable in this life and make this world your home and not care about the next life. And then there are the pleasures of life. You know, like when the most important thing in your life is to live in comfort and ease and to not count the cost of following Jesus. Jesus is describing people who are trying to hold on to Jesus with one hand and that are holding on to the world with the other. And these are people who make a decision for God because they're broken over their sins, but they are never broken from their sins. And they never really come to that place of salvation and repentance where they have totally and truly submitted their life to Jesus Christ. And when this seed is choked out, it's not a person who's lost their salvation, it's a person who never had it. Jesus shifts gears, though. Praise God. Can it get any more depressing? He shifts gears with the fourth kind of heart, surrendered hearts. And a surrendered heart reproduces the word. Verse 8, but others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Now Jesus is talking about the dirt that Daniel was talking about. He's talking about dirt that's good dirt, fertile dirt, black dirt, dirt that is fruitful. Verse 23, you want to know what kind of heart that is? But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Now, Jesus says three things about this dirt. First of all, it's receptive of the word of God. And that means that it hasn't gone in one ear and out the other. It's a person where it goes in and it's in a person's mind and he permits it to get down into his heart. But this is also the dirt that responds to the word of God because it not only hears it, it understands it. And the word understand means to understand with comprehension, gets it, gets the word, to be willing to do what it is you're being told to do. That's why Jesus said that this dirt reproduces the word of God, because it bears fruit. And that's the key, fruit. Everything else is just talk. Now let me tell you what all of this means. If the word of God is not bearing fruit in your life, you are not receiving the word of God. Now think about what this parable indirectly tells us. 3/4 of the seed did not bear fruit. I don't know about you, but that scares me. This is so important to understand. The problem in the parable is not with the sower. The problem is not with the seed. The problem is with the dirt. Whenever someone says to me, you know, I tried to read the Bible, but I never got anything out of it. You know, immediately I know the problem isn't with the Bible. The problem's with the heart of the person. You know, the number one reason why the average person will go through life and never solve their greatest problem is because most people never realize what their greatest problem is. A life without Jesus. You know, the heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. But if you never know that, if you never will recognize that, if you refuse to see it, you will never find the solution. You know, I read a story this past week about a woman who came into the house and said to her husband, "Honey, we've got some terrible trouble with the car. I've got water in the carburetor." And the husband said, "I don't think so. Water in the carburetor, nah, that doesn't happen." And she said, I'm telling you, the car has water in the carburetor." And the husband said, "You don't even know what a carburetor is. You know, where's the car?" And she said, "It's out back in the swimming pool." You need to know what your problem is. Now, what is the point of this parable for you and me? It's simple. The gospel is the power of God. The Bible is the word of God. Jesus is the Son of God. But you will only believe it, and you will only receive it when you have a surrendered heart. The issue is the dirt. Now, God can take a stubborn heart, He can take a shallow heart, He can take a strangled heart, and if you permit it, He can turn it into a surrendered heart. So take time to till the dirt of your life. Make it fertile for the Word of God. It is the answer. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father God, we pray, Lord, in repentance, if we have ever stepped away, we pray that you would draw us back, that you would do what it takes in our lives to restore us to a right relationship with you. Because, Father, we know on this journey, the only thing that we will take from this life is our relationship with you. Lord, we give you permission to make it right. We have surrendered hearts. We love you, Lord. Amen.